Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Local Scooters. Local Scooters are an Irish-owned and Dublin-based electrical scooter specialist retailer and repair centre. They have stores in Blanchardstown and Portobello, which they just opened. Check out their Black Friday deals, which are live now at localscooters.ie.
God, we got Ferrero Rocher to start off this
All
episode.
All I had today was an apple, 2 pork chops and that.
I think we're started, Alan. Episode 7.
Yeah, hold on now.
Back to you in a minute.
I'll swallow this down.
Swally.
It's not the first
Wouldn't
time
Wouldn't be the
down.
First. Welcome to the Two Culshies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan.
And we are the...
Two Culshies.
Yahoo, yahoo.
Alan, you're very serious there, the way you come in. Like, welcome to the Two Culshies.
Well, I'm trying to get on
podcast.
Radio here, Kieran, aren't
oh,
I?
Oh, like, God. Yeah. Look, you're not on it yet, Alan.
No, I'm not.
I'll
I'm
get
trying.
You there. We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Listen to us every week for the Culshie Crack. We'll have a guest or two on and...
They're brilliant guests we've lined up. Absolutely brilliant guests. And Shalook, what more would you want with the two of us? And
we're raw as ropes, but we're your yeah. pure ropes.
Hopefully we'll be in your ears when you're out walking, bouncing, doing whatever you're doing.
Doing the couch
you know,
to
5K.
Yeah. Make sure to share as well. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Share.
Welcome back. We're on episode 7. Can you believe it, Kieran?
Nearly there. See the back you had. Noted this episode and episode 8. Now to gap down.
Just poor Carl nearly jumped out of her chair there when you went to jump. We have amazing guests
amazing
on with us now.
Guests. Energy straight away in the room. You can feel it. Alan's actually in good humour for once. Can I start now before we introduce Carl or anything like that? Cheek you begrudging me a Tyler, Carl. Anytime I come here and I feel like, what, Alan, I have to go to the Tyler, he'd be like, I need to go to Tyler. So would you know Tyler's in the
Yeah, but you came in and did a number 2 that day. Like, you know what I mean?
I stop in a petrol station to say, and I nearly had a leg on each wall, hands up on the oh, it's disgustingly filthy. Come out and like dose myself.
Yeah, but you don't come in as a guest in someone's house and then go straight in for the number 2, do you, Carl? You wouldn't do that.
I'm
I know
past
you wouldn't.
Guest stage now, so
I do it in your garden where I come in.
Oh, well, that's it. Pretend it's one of the dogs.
So Alan was saying our guest this week is absolutely amazing. It's probably going to be a full podcast of laughing. Sorry for getting Ferrero Rocher all over your mic. Go on, Alan, introduce her.
We have Carol Byrne on with us today. Like fashionista, that's how I'd like to
that's
describe
me.
You. Yeah. So welcome. Do
Thank you.
Can you even understand what either of us are saying?
I mean, you're better than him, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
I am.
But I can't understand, surprisingly enough.
Well,
I
that's
can.
Good. I'll look at my lips.
Look at your teeth.
Look at your teeth.
The Delf.
I love the Delf. So I actually said a couple of weeks ago, I said there was a different guest on, Davina, and I was like, I need to bleach my teeth again. And she's like, yeah, to look, what she said?
Natural. Yellow.
And Alan was like, naturally yellow. Cheeky bastard. God, forgive me.
No, they're beautiful. You've lovely
yeah,
teeth.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're grand.
Nice.
Yeah. Stop and closing the lip down there. Bring the lip down. Give me your power now.
I'm like,
oh lad, come on, out, will you?
No, thanks so much for coming on. And I know you've had a busy few weeks now, like because you've launched your collection with Very Ireland, yep. Which was absolutely amazing. And that must have been a bit of a pinch me moment, was it?
It really was, because I did say to the girls a couple of years ago that if I was to ever do something, the biggest thing I want to do is do a collaboration with Fairy because they're a gorgeous brand and just a great company to work with, to be honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, came through in March and I was chuffed, delighted myself. So yeah,
It takes so long to get it all together.
It though, did,
it?
Like, yeah.
I'd say it's some crack though on the photo shoot.
It was 3 days over in Manchester and it was really good. Yeah. Jesus. And it was like the hottest 3 days of the year, like absolutely sweltering.
And you put on all party wear stuff in
there. Absolutely.
Came there for the festive season. You sweltered.
I laughed sticking out.
Yeah, and your launch party looked absolutely amazing.
That was amazing. That was really good. Yeah, I was delighted with turnout now.
Oh, you had a great turnout.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It was.
Amazing.
That's so popular in sound.
Do you think now would me or Kieran fit into any of the stuff now? What would be
I'd
like
say now, Alan? It seems to be limited size now when it comes to the height here.
Jeez, broaden the back and stretch the.
You said you're.
Yes. I'm sure they do all sizes. Yeah. Also, like,
oh, yeah, of course.
What would I be now? Would I be a size?
Triple XL.
Triple
XL. I thought you were going to say a nice 10 to 12.
Oh,
no.
Look away, Alan, would you? Stop the lights.
I don't offend anyone in size and so on.
No, but it's brilliant. In fairness, yeah, it's like really, really cool. And I was just saying to you, like, your page is class. I think your page is really, really cool. And you just have it nailed down
to
a tee.
It's going good, I have to say. Like, it is. I mean, it's tough going. Like,
how long are you on Instagram?
I'd say.
Is Instagram your main baby, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's my only one. I don't do TikTok or anything, no.
Do you know what?
No.
You're probably better
off,
though.
I don't know what it is. I just can't get into it at all. Like, yeah. I post something on TikTok just over, like, same when I post on Instagram and it gets, like, 15 likes. And I'm like, right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I know.
It's a total different platform, really,
totally
isn't it?
Yeah. It's more crack and, like, just more...
I don't even know if it's... I think it's a bit going, mate.
Is it? Is it young?
Yeah, I think you either have to be, like...
It's a different type of content, I think, works.
Yeah,
Like, Instagram is kind of like late 20s, 30s, 40s, really. Do you know that kind of way? Like, and I love Instagram. That's why I
love
to see stuff.
Where the money is.
That's what it is as well.
God, bet you, Mula.
But how did you start off, kind of? Did you start off just doing kind of
I was working in house, obviously, doing nights. I used to be a host. And I was there for... I'm still in house, obviously, but I was working nights for a decade. So good 7 years I was doing nights and I always used to take pictures of my outfit and stuff.
Yeah. So you were known around town though, weren't you? Like,
yeah.
You were kind of,
yeah.
Socialite, some might say.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Ah, you're a
now, wag. Like Colleen.
Gallabout Town, will we say.
A wag and a boyfriend.
Come here, did you watch that? Not stopping you. Now yes. I go off in tangents.
Oh yeah, so, awful. Like,
yes. Oh, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
So good.
Yeah, I felt like I was reliving it, to be honest. Like, it was just...
But you know... How long ago was it? That happened
2 years nearly now.
I know, it's more, Alan.
I think it's more. Yeah,
it's more because it took her 2 years in court.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But what's great about that? She's like a one you went to school with, you know, kind of well, good to go.
Do
and
you think
vicious.
She's only been for the money? I do 120.
No, she was with him since she was young.
She's with him since she was 16.
She knew what she was at. To be honest,
AJ's, he's not.
But
great,
I just didn't even realize
he?
She was that young when they.
Yeah.
When they got
16, is it?
Yeah, because she was coming out of school and they were the paparazzi and stuff. Yeah. She was only 16 at the time.
I remember watching it. Like, you know that kind of way? Do you know the way her mother was like. I want to do the accent, but she was like, do you know, there's times I don't like Wayne, but like I love him. And like, is she in the big mansion?
But I remember when he rode the granny.
Stop.
The granny prostitute. Yeah.
Stop.
She was actually a granny.
No,
she was only
like
in her 60s. She wasn't exactly
she was like 42,
like,
wasn't she?
Yeah. Come on.
She was like,
you'd have to be not being smart then.
But she wasn't even like.
And he was only 18 at the time. Yeah. Wasn't
and she wasn't exactly like a glamorous granny either.
No, she was like a granny.
She was shocked.
He was at But if he was at that young though and dad, she's dead.
But see, he had, like, would you prefer, like, he was into
I'd
the kind of like.
I'd stay with someone that was a millionaire, to be honest. I'd say, give us a credit card and Nazaf.
I'm not sure anyone in the world would make me with him.
He gives me
the willies.
Bless him.
When
he was sitting in the in the room, you know, like in the big mansion, the house, lads, and he's sitting in the room and like the head of him, and I was like, oh, Lord, live as God love her.
Well, God love her nothing. She's happy out. She loves him, so. But yeah, your own Rebecca Vardy, she definitely.
Oh, she done 110%.
Yeah, she did.
110%.
Was it proven she did it though?
They couldn't really prove it. Like, suppose.
She blamed her assistant. It said she had access to it at the time.
Yeah,
she kind of blamed her assistant. So yeah. Anyway, we were going back to you. We were saying you started off on Instagram. You were started off showing off your outfits and all that kind of stuff. And when did it explode though for you? Because like you're our biggest guest.
Really?
Yeah.
You're our biggest guest. Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. There you go.
You're not far off 300,000 followers, like, you know, when you think of it. That's mad.
Like,
when you think of Ireland as well.
It is a bit mad now.
It is mad. Like, you obviously get noticed everywhere. You know, I have 102 and Alan, you've got 5 or 6. So.
Carol, you laughed a bit too hard at that now.
a vicious
there's a vicious streak in you now.
But no, I see you getting noticed everywhere, like.
Yeah, it's gone great, like it really has. I can't, but like I did this year now, it obviously went off a bit more because I was doing video after video, and once content, video content is what obviously makes you grow. Mm. So kind of, yeah. And
you're like, banging out the reels.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And they take
is
a while.
Is that, do you think that's the way?
100%. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because it is, because obviously reels stay out there for a lot longer than, yes, than posts do. Stories, so they're always going at the algorithm over and over again. So
and the Zara reels as well. Yeah. They really like.
Yeah, yeah, I actually got invited to a York. It's this month. It's like an Instagram college day or something.
Instagram college.
Yeah, it's like I'll show you in a while. It's like a lecture thing for half a day or something. True,
oh, I think I saw this
up
actually
in Dublin. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go to it because like that, like
surely not.
Yeah, might as well do it for no day out, isn't it?
Like, so there's always something new to learn. In fairness, like there is.
But there was a time there when it was all about reels, 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 and then it was like, oh no, carousels are back, and then statics,
yeah, exactly.
And now it's a bit of everything.
But hard, you know, to know. I think that's people just talking. That's like Chinese whispers.
No,
you know,
there was a, there was a while where it was reels and a short. That
still
reels.
Is reels,
that really
Alan.
Like
it still is a reel. Like you can, I could have a day where I've like my views are really low, and you could put up a reel, and it's like six times what your views are for the day, and you're kind of like, ah, here.
My stories are up and down,
yeah,
like my nerves.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But if you leave it for 20, you run out, and then you post, then it's great, obviously.
Yeah.
Then it gives it a boost again, but it is, it's a minefield.
Yeah, no, because we were saying when you came in, like, I think what girls love about you, because I know a lot of ones from home would say it as well, like, you kind of like, you're showing your fashion, whatever, but you're not like kind of, you're not going around with the notions or like, you know, doing a kind of a slow-mo reel looking back all sultry, you know, with a kind of a Georgian background
no,
and all
no,
convoluted.
No offense to anyone, but it's just
no,
not for me. That's
yeah,
not
but you know what I mean?
All,
it's kind of,
yeah.
I think Irish people don't like that kind of shite where it's like...
Because it's shite.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know,
and it's not that's relatable it. At all. It's like, just show me what you're... Show me the clothes because they all they want to do is buy it.
They want to hear the heels clip-clopping on the wooden floor.
They don't want you to take out the care tag like and say, now this is 100% polyester, 92% cotton.
No, it doesn't matter if there's a few clips keeping the dress up behind you.
Like, it's like all of us. You see something, you're like, I'd like that. You want to access it. You want to be able to get it, obviously. And that's all people want. They don't want to see your and they don't want to see any of that stuff. So. I just do it the way I do it on my office. Yeah,
that's really, really cool. It's working for you anyway, so it is. So
it's working so far.
And
so good.
Do you get like, because we've chatted before with a few other people, like, you know, and like about either trolling or like weird messages you get. Like,
that's
obviously, you're gonna have mostly women following you for fashion and all that. But do you ever get kind of men kind of getting on with the old weird stuff?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you get a few. Now, only in the last couple of months, I've gotten a few of them, but they're mainly all these sugar daddies.
Yeah.
They're all these like
50 grand.
And I've only taken a few of them up on their offer.
Is that why you heard a helicopter dropping you down earlier?
Wayne Mooney dropping you off outside.
Thanks, bud.
I'll be back out soon.
Yeah, no, you do get a lot of that. Like, it's a bit weird. Like,
it's mad though, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's
it
a
is
weird world out there. Like, and when you get on social media and you can kind of see how weird it is. Like,
because
you know,
there's another weirdness, there's another influencer, female influencer, and she's a few children now, she was pregnant at the time, and she had this lad now, kept messaging her. He was mad after pregnant women. And she said, well, she's just got a picture of his Mickey into the DM, like, and it wasn't even the disappearing one. It was like he wanted her to see it and just keep stay there. And so I got her to send it on to me, and it was, jeez, it was a vicious looking one as well. It wasn't even a nice one. But this one now was real angry looking and
aggressive.
Sore and red,
like
and
a
just
spoon,
smelly
Jack.
Looking. Yeah.
Oh, and it's like, cheesy, man.
But like, stop. No, that's too far here. But I think lads that send it to girls, because 99% of girls don't want to be seeing them.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Not.
But they know that. But they just want to know that you've seen it.
I think they genuinely think you do want to see it.
But some of them just are happy enough to know that you've seen it.
No, I've actually never gotten
not.
One.
Have you not?
No.
Oh,
I've never gotten
cue
one.
The cue the outro roll. Kieran, get off your phone. Kieran on his fake account now.
20 going for 20 fake.
No, I've never gotten one. I'm too classy for that, you see. That's
yeah,
why.
Fair enough. That's good.
No, it's nothing worse. But like, you kind of know, before you'd even open that message, you're going to know anyway by the gimp at them. Do you know the kind
no,
of you know by them in the profile picture, the no profile
but
picture.
But would you get kind of propositions, the lads wanting to take you out on a date? No.
Honestly, I don't know. I never get, like, honestly, it's all women.
As you said,
like,
you're too classy for that shit.
Well, that's classy. You still ask someone out on a date. That's not classy.
No, no one ever asks you on a date.
Nothing's better. Just stuck to, you know, Imagine as a Lord live us.
Would you go on a date, Kieran, if someone asked you, say if you're single and they asked you over Instagram?
No.
See, no way I would.
No.
Well, if you kind of knew them and there was some mutuals and you could kind of suss out maybe. No. But if it was,
I think if I wasn't married and I think you were to like, I think, I don't know, genuinely I don't think I'd be with anybody. No. We know when I'd have this conversation, but like, you know, if anything was happening either of us or anything like that, I'd be like, no, I just couldn't go through that whole thing of like having to meet someone again, meet their family, and like, first thing you'd have to say to them is, go, can you go for an STD test? Because you've probably been up on God knows what, you know, that kind of way. But you don't know this day and age. You'd nearly want to
get
get the family tree test. You could be related to them to everyone, Nanting is gone. It's the truth, though. I remember my sister used to say years ago when she'd all hear about people breaking up and all the stuff and everything, kids and blah blah, and she'd be, you know what, you could be shifting your cousin in the nightclub in a few years.
No, I know who my cousins are, so it's grand.
It's kind of true though.
It is, yeah.
Joe in Iceland, because it's only 600.
In Iceland, in Port Leash now, Iceland,
the country, there's 600,000 people and a lot of them related, so there's an app that lets you know. There's a dating app that lets you know if you're related as well. Because it's so insular and there wouldn't have been too many people coming
Adam
in out
Eve.
Of the country.
Adam and Eve and then the whole spanked over down along the line, you know, that kind of were all related.
No, I don't believe that. There's no such thing as Adam and Eve.
Yeah, but
it's made up in the Bible.
Would you experience trolling now, like from...
No, I don't get the worst of it, I have to say. Like, you get the odd snipey message or smart ass. No, I don't get the worst. About 2 years ago, I was getting really abused. As I had to go to guards and everything. Yeah, it was one person just... Like
the vendetta.
Really bad. Like definitely. Someone that knew me for sure. Because it was after 3 months and I said, I have to go to the guards because it was getting really, they were talking about Connor and they were just saying awful stuff, like really awful stuff. So when I went to the guards, they were like, look, 9 times out of 10 is someone that you know, someone that knows you.
Yeah, did you find out?
No, never found out. I have my suspicions, obviously.
I'll give you a name of someone and find out.
Yeah.
Cybercrime unit.
Tell you, you'll always find out. So you do.
IP address. But yeah,
I think you do as well. I think it always comes out, you know.
Yeah. Just people, they really go vicious, though, don't they? Like,
he even gets abused because of me.
Via
really?
You, yeah.
No, like,
he's dragging me down.
He gets abused.
Oh, he gets awful.
I get chronically. He's one of the worst in the country.
No, you are. No, the abuse you get is one of the worst in the country. Like,
yeah, no.
No, I'm not saying you. Yeah. The abuse you get is awful.
What did they say about you?
Oh, you couldn't even.
Everything and anything. Absolutely. But
I'll send John a link later. It'll be nighttime reading.
Bedtime reading. Like, yeah.
Have a glass of wine later on, but like an old Maeve Binchy novel. Some people just don't get me. Do you know that kind of way? And I'm like, geez, I'm only having the crack. Do you know that kind of way? But look, you grow.
But like, you're a sick humoured person, which I love.
And it's kind of like
when they come out, you're like children or something there. It's kind of like, it's way too far.
I don't mind if you get an odd message, like
or something.
It was so funny, actually. Order was out the other night and she'd addressed her. Like, she openly says she's after, like, you know, obviously with kids, COVID, everything, you know. As she said, she lost herself a little bit and she's after losing like 23.5 pounds and she's tiny, yeah. Like, as it is. And but she says she's feeling so much better in herself. She's gone back working a couple of days a week the last couple of months, and she was at an event tonight. It's so funny. Fabulous rest on her, looked really, really stunning. And do you know what Denise, like, you know, that kind of way, the tan and all that kind of stuff. Mike and Sylvan and Denise, she sent me a picture. It's so funny. Someone wrote to her, like, first the message out ever, instead of just going, geez, Orna, you look really well or whatever, Orna, did you fall on your knees? Orna fell like right back and going, yeah, you stupid cunt, I fell in the bathroom.
But if she did fall, what's she going to do?
But you know, those kind of messages.
Did you fall and hurt your knee?
Yeah, they're
actually probably meant good.
Did you fall and cut your knee? And Orna felt like, right, Mac, going, no, you super cunt. Like, I want you cunt. But no, some of the messages I got were absolutely, like, it's calmed down, to be honest. It actually has. But, geez, it did get, like, I ended up.
And, like, does it bother you? Like, would it really affect you?
It did. I have to say, I can say it now. Like, I've done therapy. I've done, like, 13 months in NTDs and everything. Like,
yeah,
and I was like, but. I have to say, I think it hardened me more so, and it's good now. I look back on it and I think it's actually, I'm going different avenues for my future.
Agreed.
From it,
yeah.
Because it made me stronger. But like, I think you're like an onion, and when you're not, I wouldn't have grown up in a family with like, you know, abuse for anything like that. So like, even though there was 7 of them, a bit shite of each other. But like,
I think, just friendly abuse.
Yeah, getting a pearl behind your back. Like, I think you're nearly like an onion. You lose all the skin.
Yeah, you
and
do.
Then it comes back on harder and tighter and you just kind of like come back.
Like when that was happening though, the couple of years ago, 2 years ago, it really did take its toll. Yeah. I was crying and everything, which I'm not a major crier. No. Like, and things don't really bother me that much. But and when people say, just forget it. It's like, but it's very easier, hard.
It's easier said than
totally.
Done.
Totally. It's really hard to, but yeah, you do get it. Yeah,
did they kept setting up different accounts? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? So like, yeah. You'd go away a while and then
I the think person. Instagram needs to do, and I said, the day they do it, you'll catch so many, is, do you know, remember they used to be able to show who screenshot you?
Oh yeah, like a Snapchat.
I think they need to show that because if the screenshot you, then you're like,
Or do you know someone sends you back your story and said something about it, but it's meant for someone else?
I've made suspicions though about one or two, even like that I'd be writing to, you know, that kind of way. So I think I'm going to do like a Colleen Rooney thing now, another couple of weeks or something.
That'd be
funny. Imagine.
Do you know what? I wouldn't even give you the energy, to be honest, Pat.
But that's it. Doesn't it take energy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the energy it does take. Like, do you know what
I mean? Like, it takes energy to, like, dislike someone. Yeah, yeah.
No, but I just want to say something behind someone's back in peace. I don't want them to hear it.
And I
don't want to upset them. It's not meant to be heard. You know, like.
Do you know when, like, someone says, oh, God loves them, they're hurt and all that kind of stuff, and they don't like it? No, they're actually fucking obsessed with you.
Hurt people, hurt people.
I know, that's fine. I'm fucking hurt. You don't see me going around hurting people.
I agree.
Do you know? Do you know?
No, in everyone, we all have a bit of a nasty streak, but it's how far you take that nasty streak.
We all
streak.
Thrive in the gossip and the misery. Do you know that kind of way? But like, you can see it as you
there's
said.
There's a harmless point, and then there's a point where you don't want to cross, and it's intentions as well. We all say, we all gossip and say stuff, but like, it's kind of, I wouldn't want to actually go out of my way to hurt someone.
No.
And to know that someone's upset for something I said to them.
Because
then you'd feel bad.
I'd be like,
if someone's saying stuff, I'm sure they are behind my back, like, I don't want to hear it. Ignorance is bliss.
You get dragged into mine.
As long as it's not too vicious.
You just get dragged into mine.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, see, I'm that vicious myself, though. So if that anyone said something to me, I'd fucking take the head clean off them. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't give a fuck.
We must show you that page later on. It was very funny, wasn't it? It was, actually. I have a bit of gossip as well. So.
Oh, go on.
No, I can't tell you now.
We should set up a Patreon.
Yeah, imagine.
Make a few bob.
50 euro there. Oh my God, what do you think of that new subscription thing?
I don't even know what it is, really. Yeah,
I set it up and now I feel a bit harmless setting it up because I've done nothing in it.
Is this the channel thing that you...
No, that's the broadcast channel. But now there's a team.
Oh, the broadcast channel is shite.
Yeah, but I don't know. I invited him into my own. He was harmless and I left him. That's a good one.
What's the subscription? What is that?
It's basically like a clean OnlyFans. So basically, you can have like...
You could do videos on it and like, just say if you were like, I don't know, you got a new fella and you wanted to share him and you know you make a few bob because people are nosy. You could charge a fiver for this thing and you'd reveal something.
But they're private reels. Like. They're private reels. There's a section in it for private reels and then there's a section for your stories, the private story. So only
and they can't
ones,
be recorded, I don't think, can they?
Yeah, I don't think so, no. Only the ones that subscribe to you.
So it's like extra content. You know when you hear someone does a Patreon like on their podcast, they'll have like 15 minutes after where they charge and they might kind of go, they might say stuff a bit. Yeah, they might kind of like tell kind of filthy stories there like or whatever.
See, I'd love to do that, right? Because you can't, like I definitely have dampened my personality over the last 2 years because you can't say anything. You can't say anything.
Well, Carol, I'm coming back around because like I got to that point. I used to have mugs and one of the mugs is that Bridge to Bridge Your Nose written in the mug. And there was fucking out now war over this mug. Like, and then I stopped all of my merch.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of like, seriously, a mug? Like, but
I know,
like
it's
you
a
said,
mug,
and
yeah.
you've actually put the right word. Yeah. We dampened ourselves.
You do, you absolutely do.
I'm drying myself
off. So you need to find, you know, you need to get to the sweet point where like obviously you need to keep some stuff private and not like you need to protect yourself, but then you don't want to go too
totally
the other way. Yeah. So
it's mad. Oh. So, well, I love doing the podcast because you know you actually can be a bit freer,
you're a bit
on
freer,
it,
yeah,
and you can kind of
sure.
talk a little bit more and stuff because it's like,
it's just ridiculous. It is like, ridiculous. And like, I have a really sick sense of humor as well. Like, so you can't, if you say something and it goes too far, then she'll always get someone that's just going to annihilate you and say, that's crazy. So you can't say that.
Yeah, you love having a good laugh. Like, you're always up for the crack.
That's what it's about. Like, you know, like, it's about having the crack and a bit of a laugh. Like, you know, life is just so serious and everything. And you just...
I know. And like, me and Connor used to do these chats, like, during COVID, actually, we did a lot of chats. And Connor's really dry wit, like, really dry, really sick sense of humor. But like, he's actually hilarious.
He gets it from you, doesn't he?
Yeah. And his dad is like that as well. His dad's really sick sense of humor. But like, that's our whole family's kind of humor.
Yeah.
So like, we'd annihilate each other home. Like, no problem at all.
But see, I'm not politically correct. But I'm politically correct at the same time.
Ah, yeah, but you get away with it for some reason.
Because I'm a minority.
Oh, here we go now. I am a minority.
We were legal until 1993. We were.
Come here, lads. Not stopping you being legal until 1993. Did you watch that film on Netflix last night? Or, well, it's last only out forever. I watched it. Naida, I think his name or something.
No, I don't like the look of it. Is that Jodie Foster?
Oh my God, love it.
She's some sour Jodie Foster as well.
Oh, she's brilliant in it. This one.
Panic Room.
I love her.
I love the Panic Room.
What's it about? Swimming.
Yeah, it's basically she was this swimmer. When she was 28, she wanted to swim from Cuba to Florida, but it's like 60 hours, like straight swimming.
60 hours?
Like 60 hours.
She wouldn't do a full hour swimming.
So basically, she failed it when she was 28. I can't even swim. She failed it when she was 28.
Can you not swim?
No, I can't. No.
I went for lessons.
And the instructor got tickled me because I wouldn't breathe properly.
Go to another one.
But then when she was 28, she failed it. And then when she turned 60, she was like, oh, fuck this, like, you know, that kind of way. And she hadn't swam in like 30 years and she got into the pool. Now, this is a true story. And then by the time she was 64, she managed to do, she swam from Cuba. I think it was Cuba.
Cuba to Florida. I saw the description. Florida, yeah.
But so she didn't swim for 30 years.
No, 52.
But didn't she took 4 hours, 4 years training?
45 minutes or something like that. But it was her fifth attempt she'd done that. It was such an inspiring film. Unbelievable. I said torn at the end of it. I should feel bad next. Half the energy to get me into bed. And that created her after swimming for 52 and a half hours.
I can only swim backwards, just so you know.
You can what?
I can only swim backwards.
Oh, backstroke?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a harder stroke to do than...
No, I can't do like an official backstroke. Oh, yeah. I like...
Do you do the inverted breaststroke?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one you save.
Yeah. I can't do anything.
I was a qualified lifeguard.
You were seeing that, Jane. You done swimming and everything. Yeah,
you swim competitively as well. Like,
the pool or jump.
Yeah. So I'll teach you how to swim. Yeah, I used to teach swimming lessons as well. Yeah.
I'd see you drown me.
I don't like water, I have to say.
It freaks me out.
I don't really like water.
Yeah. When I was going to Africa, actually, I was sitting, putting Bonnie to bed one night and I was in bed and I came across a TikTok and it was like a tsunami and then I was Googling, was Africa ever have tsunamis?
Oh, I do that as well. I literally went, I only had one,
so I was kind of like, didn't feel too bad then. And then, I was up to.
No, it's more kind of Asia, like Japan, Thailand.
I have
an
irrational fear about tsunamis, yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I've just seen a
wonderful
wall, water coming towards you.
Oh, imagine. You're gone.
I think I just sit down and wait for it.
I think I just hit.
But there's no point running. Like, you're putting yourself through misery.
I put the ball in front of me. Absolutely. I'd be like, knock me the fuck out someone quick. Yes. 100%.
But you know when you're watching a scary...
Fuck yourself, Nigel. Right, I'm out of here.
Gone.
So we watched on Halloween, the scary film. It was like The Pope's Exorcist with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, me petrified.
It was terrifying. But it was hanging, basically, this woman, she goes to, like, she had a Spanish husband and he died in this big abbey left in Spain and they went to take over, do it up and whatever. There was a daughter and a son. Of course, the son got possessed by one of the demons, one of the 12 fallen angels. So one of the proper demons. And they were saying, I'd be gone. I wouldn't be staying in with a quail hawk in the house, fucking turning the neck around and spitting at you and everything. They were saying awful things up in the room and everything. Jesus, terrible. I'd be gone. You see people being chased in films and they've been gone for ages. I just turn around and go, come on, do it. Like, you know what I mean?
I'd probably go for them and try and get them, and then if that fails.
Anything ghost freaks me out. I hate all that stuff. Like spirit stuff.
Or do you know, do you ever be lying in bed at night and you're
it's a pile of clothes on the chair. No, there was actually like a few months ago I woke up.
It's the very collection over in the corner.
All the boxes.
Oh Lord.
It's a jumpsuit coming at me.
Daddy brought me my old collection.
Oh yeah, the sparkles will be shining like eyes in the corner.
Oh stop.
No, but I woke up in the middle of the night to a few months ago. And out of nowhere.
This mad for these ghost
stories. No, it wasn't a ghost story.
Do you believe in ghosts? Like, are you...
Kind of, yeah. I don't know what to believe.
I don't
want to
believe in it.
I'd be scared, so I probably do. Yeah. Like that. But I woke up in the middle of the night, like, just out of nowhere. And then I just saw this big shape, a dark shape, coming at me in the bed. Do you know, like...
That
just
was Peter
like,
beside
like,
you.
No, Peter was conked beside. Just this big, dark shape. Jog. Coming at me.
And were you hungover?
No, sure, no. I don't drink.
Oh yeah, geez,
no,
yeah,
don't
you
drink
don't.
Bring that, he'd probably drink.
We'll get on to that later. But this thing came at me. And I never have nightmares or anything. And I tell you, I just and then scream. Peter woke up. Like,
oh, no, that would terrify me.
And I thought he'd try and help me. And he fucking, the dogs, the two dogs were in the bedroom. They ran down the stairs and I was screaming.
So the dogs ran as well.
They ran. And then we were like, oh fuck, they're after Scarper. And like, is there something in the house?
That would scare me.
We could hear the dogs. We could hear on the dogs down the stairs. I was like, is there something in the house? And Peter was terrified. And I was like rattled. I felt like I had been raped or something. It was that. Vulnerable. Jesus. It's a terrible thing to say, but I can say that because I was sexually assaulted. I'll have you know. We'll get into that, will we? Did we talk about
won't
that?
Even get into that?
Oh no, we will.
Did you not know that part?
Yeah, I was.
Were you actually?
Oh, I was.
Seriously,
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Is this one of your jokes?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't joke about that.
Now, we discussed that in the season one, needed you'd fucking listened. But
I was living in Carrick and Shannon, one of my many lives back in the day. So I'd finished college, no one. Remember, it was like 2009. It was like right after the crash. Couldn't get a job. Couldn't even get an unpaid internship.
Were you out at this stage, Alan?
Half in, half out.
Half in, half out.
I kind of came out and then kind of thought it'd be great. And it wasn't. So I kind of half went back in.
Now, go on, like, tell us anyway.
So I was living up in Carrick and Shannon, working in a call centre. It was misery. I was about 24, 23, around that age anyway. And there's a few of us working in the place anyway. Me and my cousin Laura went back to house after a night out and we were drinking there or whatever. And then like, sure, I went to sleep. I was locked. Fell asleep in one of the bedrooms. Anyway, woke up and a girl was giving me a blowjob. Like woke up, like I was passed out, don't know what, and I was kind of like, then I had, there was a bit of a tussle, like, get off me, do you know, like get in off me, like was pushing away, then I was pushing her away, do you know, like this, but then she was kind of coming again, like putting the pressure back, like as it wasn't wanting to go, so come on now, you need to get, do you know, anyway, so
we
finally, no, it's all right, because I was awkward, so I didn't give a shit, like, anyway, that was, happened, and then kind of, I was locked, fell back asleep, anyway, woke up then again, in the part of the night. And said person was using my hand to pleasure themselves. So half my hand.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, I swear to God. Like,
oh my God.
So then I had to like, now, you know, I was like, come on now, gone. Had to get my cousin out of the house anyway to leave. But yeah.
And like, did you do anything? Did you?
No, it was 2010,
if the 11. Tables were turned?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously now I think there is obviously like, there's sexual assault, but I think if that had been a lad doing it to a girl, I think it's obviously sometimes there's a power balance
I mean.
As well.
That's what I mean. Like, it would just be...
Obviously, it didn't feel great. But there wasn't a case of like, I didn't think she was going to overpower me. Or like, do you know, I couldn't get away.
You're in control.
So like, not that there's... You can't compare things. It's not worse than anything. But like, obviously, if...
A lot of
the time when females are in that situation, the man will be bigger or stronger.
Exactly.
So there is that
element
of it there as well. But
I mean, it's still a violation. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
It's
but
incredibly weird, first of all, as well.
And I think there's
23,
but I think there's a lot of grey areas sometimes, you know, when people go back and say two people are drunk and they might wake up and they don't know what happened and things like this. But when someone's asleep and you're doing something, there's no grey area at all. Like, do you know, someone's asleep, they don't know what, it's really bad.
No,
you'd hear that in house
like
parties
really
when we were young as well, where really girls would wake up and lads would be at them in a bed. And no one said anything about it.
Nobody said a thing.
Yeah.
No.
So that's my... How did we get there?
I don't know.
We were going from ghost stories to sexual assault. Everyone's got a bit shook.
Yeah,
talk about the mood down.
No,
but I think it's important to share these things as well.
No, it is important. It is. It is important. It is. Because you're right. Like,
did they apologise?
No, I never said that. We never said that. Do you know, it was never talked about. No.
So have you seen her since? Like, did you ever see her
anywhere? Would you know her, Alan?
Not now. No, back... I would have seen after then.
Would you know of her now?
No.
Scary though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, if someone does that.
But that's, do you know what I mean?
Kids,
like, that would have been part of the thing as well. Like, I was so drunk.
That if Bonnie
you're getting
or Teddy
yourself
came
in,
home
like,
to
where
me
I was like, I didn't know someone was doing things to me however long they were doing it. So that kind of put the skids on me for like, you know, even though you should be allowed to get into whatever state you want,
have
anyone.
That. I hate that when people say, but now, were you asking for it or were you wearing
this?
No, I
wasn't
asking
for it, obviously.
But I think that's a shit. I remember when I reported my trolling and they basically were like, oh, well, no, if you put yourself... I remember a guard saying to me, well, if you put yourself out there and if you put yourself out there, you know you're going to get it and whatever. And I remember like literally saying, I don't want to deal with you because like, God love if a girl comes in here on a Saturday night and says to you, this happened, are you going to say, well, you were wearing that or doing whatever, you know, that kind of way. So I got a different guy to deal with me and they were lovely.
But you remember even about the Ashley Murphy case, they're saying, oh, someone, they're running on their own. But like, someone should be able to run anywhere without having fear. Do you know, like, that kind of way? Like
3 o'clock in the day.
That's just mad. Like, we won't even get hinged at that poor family. Horrific. Like, obviously they're down from where I live.
Yeah.
But like, that's just, I think, lads, and I don't, like, not saying it, but like, cases like that should be private. Oh my God. I personally think it's not fair, like, you know, for on Ashley, those details and everything coming out, like, it's not fair. Do you know the kind of way? Dirty yoke, God forgive me, should be just, I think you should just come back in. I don't know, to be honest, the whole thing is absolutely mad. But look, geez, Alan, you're after going, like, you went deep into me, babes.
You went looking for it. You
He says every week I'd be looking for it. And I'm like, looking for that in Levis.
Right, come here, Carl. We'll ask you a few questions now. Yeah, like, you know, come on, we'll put you on the spot. Like, I've shared there now. Like, you know,
well, I'm not sharing it like that.
No. But so for anyone listening, are you currently single?
Currently single.
As
are you? Are you single ready to mingle, or are you just keeping options open?
I'm okay for the moment, to be honest. Yeah. Happy
I love that. I actually love hearing that because, you know, you have so many people saying, like, oh, need to be with
people. I don't understand people that need to be with people all the time. I don't really get that. Look, each their own.
Some do, though, don't they? Like, they do. Finish it with one person, they're literally going out with someone 2 weeks later.
I'm probably the opposite. I'm probably a bit of a commitment phobe, but have my reasons.
But look, do you know,
burned too many times, isn't it? Yeah, if don't put your hand in the hot stove, it'll burn you. And you've done it a few times, like, actually,
like,
I won't.
Think unless it's really, like, I think it's so rare that you meet someone they have a genuine connection with. It doesn't come around very often. Like, it doesn't.
No.
So I wouldn't just be with someone just for the sake of being with someone just to.
That's it. Because these few sugar daddies are keeping you going.
Exactly. Keeping me going.
No, that's right, though. Because you could probably meet someone that you actually would get on with and you have some sort of a connection with.
Exactly.
But it's not.
Like, you know, the people in my life that I've had connections with, like, it didn't come often, like, at all. It was every 5 years or whatever it was, every 6 years. Like, obviously, Connor's dad, I was very young and I met him. But, like, yeah, I could, probably on one hand, I could count the people that I've kind of connected with. Yeah. Like, it's a genuine connection, you know?
You're probably people so nosy then. It's probably, like, probably your most asked question.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. It's like when one of us out of work was like, what do you work at? What do you do?
And like, and I go away on holidays by myself because I love going away by myself because, you know, like, there's a lot going on at home and stuff. So sometimes I like to just get away by myself. And when I went away last year to Portugal, like,
I think I actually wrote you about this.
They were accusing me of having an affair with an accountant. I was like, what? I didn't even know an accountant. Yeah.
Jesus. Your own accountant, is it?
Definitely not him.
Yeah.
No offense, Alan.
Do a few slightings on the books there, say nothing.
I was kind of annoyed because I was like, that's taking my character. Like, my son is on here. Like, I'm by myself. But it's like, it's so unheard of. Yeah, but why would you go away by yourself? Why?
But even if you're not by yourself and you don't want to share who you're out with, what's wrong with that?
Exactly. Well,
do you know what I mean? But people are nosy, though. Like,
but people are so.
But see, sometimes there's a genuine harmless nosiness, which is grand.
And yeah, exactly.
And then there's the devious one.
I do always say, though, like, you know, like, being a male on social media, like, I genuinely don't think the males we get to abuse, even though, like, I do get called names and stuff like that. But, like, for women, they really. They dissect you.
Yeah.
They literally dissect your whole life.
There's
like,
bitchiness there, you know. It's like, that can
But I think it's kind of like Instagram. Obviously, there's a lot of men on there as well, but I think most of the trolling would be from women.
It absolutely is.
The likes of X or Twitter now, the trolling is men on there. Like, that's where they go vicious.
Any
like,
experiences I've had on social media with other women that were vicious towards me, like.
Yeah.
I haven't had
but most of your followers would be women, same as me, like, you know what I mean?
My followers are women, 95% something.
About 80.
Yeah, do you know, so it's mad, like, isn't it? But I don't know, but sure, look, it's mad altogether. But yeah, I'd say you'd get sick of people asking that question the whole time.
Yeah, I do get sick of it. I'm like,
and you know what? You're kind of like, what? Do you know?
Like, there is just this big thing of, well, why are you single? Why are you?
Because I don't want to settle.
No, exactly.
Or just,
I'd
none of your
rather
business.
Die alone than be with someone I don't want to be with. Like,
exactly,
it's a long life to be with someone that you don't.
I'd probably settle, I'd say. I'm not mad to have someone quite independent,
I'd settle.
Yeah. Do you know, someone's kind of grand. Like,
but
do you know
physically,
what I mean?
Like, I physically couldn't go to bed with someone that I'm not, like, 110%.
I'm your, because remember I showed you pictures, we were just looking, like, it was like celebrities or something, it wasn't anyone. around, and I was showing like someone who was like absolutely stunning. You were like, oh yeah, I can see that, but it's like, no. So you're not like real, like obviously you don't want someone to look like a back of a bus.
No, I kind of go for mingers.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But like you don't, like, because I was, and you were like, no, I couldn't be, like you kind of.
Because it's just like, it's just that.
It's a personality,
it's
more
personality.
So.
It's connection.
Sure,
like,
it's like the laughs and the giggles.
You could be sitting with someone who's absolutely stunning and you're like, oh, this is like here licking a shovel.
Fuck hell no.
Licking a shovel.
Do you know what, like, not, do you know what I kind of mean? Like, it's just.
I mean, looks are nothing really at the end of the day. They're not. Like,
they're not.
I mean, obviously.
No, look at the benefit, obviously. Do you know what I kind of
mean? Looks are like a dress shop window. They'll draw you in, but that's all it'll do.
Very
and then
true.
You have to, the shop floor has to do the talking.
Like, you meet someone, you know, and you have that spark or whatever it is, like, they become so attractive.
Yeah.
Like, instantly. So
like you have to be attracted to the person, but that doesn't mean like I could think someone's attractive by their looks and you mightn't think they're attractive by their looks. So it's we all see different things.
Yeah,
like.
completely. Yeah, but it is. It's the rarity, you know.
Would you use the Tinder now, Renny? That's
hell no.
No. Blame you.
No. I would never actually actively, like, I've not been on a date in years. I would never date.
Some of those Tinder stories you see here.
Oh my God.
Remember that Tinder
horrific.
Swindler? Oh, levels.
Yeah, but horrific. Come on now, like.
Yeah, but now, come on. I need 60,000. You're going to kick me front door in. They send it on to me.
You'd rare now you'd see Irish people swindled now. Like, would you? They won't part with their money. I'll revolute you a tenner off you go.
I'd be like,
imagine you're Carol Byrne. You're like, no, you're all right, love. Like, you know, I'm too busy recording my reels here. Come back to me again.
Like, it's mad. It is.
Yeah. See, the old Yanks are more open to the kind of being swindled, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. Like, but so, do you ever watch those documents? You're like, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
How did you fall for that?
Come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, but fairness, he did have the private jet hired, so you would.
No, he was particularly good. Yeah, he was.
But when they start looking for big money, you'd be like, no, good luck.
Yeah, still if someone was
taking out a loan.
What was his reason again that he was saying enemies are after him.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I'd say good luck on playing, good luck, man.
Yeah. His enemies. Yeah. The bad men are after him.
Oh, down to AIB to get out 60 grand for him. Good luck.
She's Mary in AIB. Yeah. Like, Kieran, you don't have to have
you give us a loan or remortgage the house.
Put me in overdraft. Oh, you're going to go out. The fees will be extortionate.
You heard the old ESB is going out next week. I can't.
The Irish swindlers are like the two type of lads who went to the post office with the dead
body. Oh, down in Carlow.
That was chronic.
Jeez, that was brutal.
That was actually, no, it's not funny. But like,
no,
honestly,
that was chronic. Like, imagine
they wheeled him down the street.
That's awful, isn't it?
They had time, honestly, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
I actually don't know. Did they get time?
They did. It was his uncle.
Oh, it's his uncle.
Yeah, and he's down to get the pension. It's only about 200-300 euro as well.
Mad, isn't it though? It's sad though. Like, you know,
out of the bag of cans and the pack of fags.
But that's only going to get worse. I said to Ronan, it's a double Mickey money this month. She's like, no, it's not.
Double Mickey money. Oh, that's the.
In December, the children's allowance.
Children's allowance.
Can't be out
your
children's.
How do you know?
What age does it stop?
I think it stops at 18. Yeah.
Oh, go away. How much do you get?
I think there's a loop when they're in college, so you can get it, but I don't.
140 a month per child. Yeah. It's handy enough. It's the week shopping. Do you know?
Into Dunn's there.
Yeah, and it's like Connor costs more now than he did.
It's mad, isn't it?
Is he in college now, is he?
He's in college, yeah.
Jesus, that's.
Yeah.
And imagine if.
He eats all around the clock, like, so he's like.
What age is he now?
He's 22.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I remember when I was like that age.
I'd love. Would you like to be 22 again? Would you like to be 22?
I'd love it.
No.
Well, not now.
I'd like it at
I'd like to be 22 my time again. Not. I wouldn't want to be 22 this time.
No, you know what I.
The pressure now would just be intense. Do you know that kind of way? I don't think I'd be able for it. No, definitely. Be on the
camera entities. Phones and everyone recording everything. Oh,
you can't say boo.
But they're a lot more mature now, though.
They really are. Like, even Connor's generation, like, well, not generation. I don't know them all, obviously. But Connor's friends and stuff, like, they never get locked or
they don't.
Quite early. They're not really.
I find they kind of know what they want to do with their life.
Yeah, they
do. That, I'm 25. I'm still kind of like,
I don't think you ever really know, do you?
You know that kind of way? It's like, it's hard to know. Do you know that kind of way? But
and they can build careers out of anything.
I think it's amazing, yeah.
Like, they can build careers out of anything.
Yeah, they're a lot more resourceful, I think, like, do you know?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, it's mad. But did you ever think you'd see yourself on social media?
No, I never.
Looking back, like.
Genuinely, I never in a million years ever thought that I'd be at, like, ever in a million years, like. Obviously, it was something I wanted to do, but I never thought it would ever happen.
But I think there's two type of people, like some that kind of like fall into it. And it's not like you weren't lucky because you still did things
to
warrant people following you. But it wasn't like you just happened to start doing it and gain momentum. Or some people that will do it, like, and they still deserve it as well, but they're the eyes and the prize and they kind of, do you know,
like,
they kind of...
I feel like, I don't want to get into deep now or anything, but, like, I feel like I sometimes lead a bit of a double life because, now, I don't share too much online, obviously, because my mom is not too good, so she's with me all the time. So that's why I record in the office. So it's, it's very hard to, like, because people always are, we lead just glam life. I'm like, I couldn't lead any more... or less of a glam life.
Like, it's just like one aspect of your life that's glam.
And, like, and that's my reels and that's it. But like, everything else that's is hard. Yeah.
Like that is work. Like, that's your job. And it's like, I think people are only starting to come around to it slowly and realizing. It's even like now with Instagram, do you know, they want you to, all this ad shite and all that kind of stuff and everything. And it's like, they're actually starting to see that the influencing industry is a huge money-making industry.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are people, look, you might be earning X amount or big amounts or whatever, but like, it's your job. So like, you have to put on, like, that's your job.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
your job, and that's,
so people think you're off high-tailing here, there and everywhere, and like, you're not.
It's not
like,
at all.
Yeah.
Like, some days I have an absolute breakdown. That's God's honest truth. Like, it's hard to deal with it, but, and that's the stuff you obviously don't come on and talk about. And obviously protecting my mom's privacy as well. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. You don't have to come on and share everything.
No.
Like, she's such a private person, like, especially that generation. They're just, they're
different. Yeah, all different,
like, and it's just not fair to, like, be, obviously I've touched on it here, but like, it's not fair to be talking about it and talking about her. And because she's still really aware, but she's dementia. So she's early stages, but she is very forgetful and
it's hard. That's hard. My nanny, my granny had that. So she had, it's hard. Like, you know, kind of a fair play to you for looking after and everything. Like,
it's more just mentally hard to watch, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's really hard to watch.
I can only imagine that that's really, like, you know,
it's see a change in someone, you know, because she was the most independent person ever. Like, you know, she worked her whole life, she was amazing at her job, and just to see someone that's so sharp become not so sharp,
it's crazy, isn't it? It's sad. It's like, but
it's definitely hereditary, so I'm fucked.
Jeez,
it is to say that, like, you know, that kind of way, but like, you know, at least we left reels to look back on. That's how it was. Do you know that kind of way? At least I can look back and myself going, oh, dear, I was mopping the floor. Who's that fucking easy mopping the floor? That was you, Karen.
Just that blouse midi skirt combo was a fucking killer that day. I'll tell you that.
That very, very, very good.
Stop it. If you don't laugh, you cry. Honestly,
I think that's an Irish thing. We find the humour in it.
Oh, you
like
have
that dark
to find
side.
Humour. Oh, you my do. God, you have to. And that's when it's so annoying when people are like, because you know yourself, like, you might make bad jokes or say something, but you're still a good person and you still do anything with the people around you or whatever. Yeah. And there's no malice
it's
in
intent.
It at all. Like,
but I think it's just, I think, I don't think, to be honest, like, I actually don't really get it from my content side of it, another kind of way, but like, it's just, I find it just, they just don't like you.
Just fair don't enough.
Like, I'm like, what's wrong?
What am I doing wrong?
You not?
No, but you know what I find? Like, I find
hard. I actually had a local one recently. A local person. Only like 2 weeks ago wrote to me, very, very local. They had no profile picture and all this kind of stuff. And now I never write back anything bad, but it was coming a bad time. I had half bottle of wine in me. Myself and Orna was sitting
the Pinot Gris come down the gullet.
No, sad. Pinot gives me a headache. And basically...
and rage.
She wrote me a message basically and I just wrote back, fuck off.
That's not that bad.
I just wrote
it's
back.
Really,
well, I thought it was bad. Do you know that kind of way? And then she's like, no, you fuck off. And I was like, no,
you're
you
in
me
inbox.
Fuck the fuck off. Do you know that kind of way? You're in my DMs. It turned out anyway that I blocked him. But then the next morning, a little bit of FBI work. Do you know that kind of way? Like 3 kilometers from me. I actually unblocked him and I said to him, I said, you know what, you're not that anonymous because I actually found out everything about you last night.
What did they say to you?
Deleted their account.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
That's crazy.
You're mad. Like you're mad. Fucking tapped. Yeah. I'm tapped as well, but I hide about her. And you're tapped as well.
Did you see the reel during the week of that? Do you know your man with the white mask, the Halloween lad? Do you know...
Scream mask.
No, the Halloween with the white mask and the knife and he's in the like jumpsuit.
Scream.
No. Freddy Krueger, was it? Or
the Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Yeah,
that's
Michael Myers.
You see the video he has, like, you know, when you... Oh, I laughed at it so much because I actually did do it. I stopped my NTDs myself. And basically, like, I remember someone saying to me at the time, they're like, you cannot do that. Like, I was cold turkey for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're not
because
to.
I was on them for like 13 months. And I was like, I just have enough of these. I don't want to
you're
do
meant to wean
anymore.
Off.
And what yeah, are the
antidepressants?
Oh, yeah. And that basically, me
like,
as well. Yeah.
I just came off them cold turkey. My headaches. I remember someone saying to me, who was a pharmacist, be like, what the fuck have you done? Like, well, I wouldn't go back on them. And I was like, yeah. I don't know what to be off them.
But you're not meant to half them.
Yeah, you're supposed to, yeah, you're supposed while, to. But I did that as well.
Did you do that as well?
I find it's only now, like, I'd nearly, to say it's up to 2 years.
It took me a year to. Yeah, for your brain to kind of. Yeah, really
I'm actually genuinely only coming back. Like,
and what would you, what you were brilliant did you feel yourself but just a bit duller or?
Yeah, do you know, just a bit kind of like.
I used to sleep for like 13 hours. It was awful.
You just wouldn't be as alert or something.
I'd be groggy all day. I wouldn't feel. Yeah. No, obviously, because I had such bad anxiety. Like, I used to feel like I was having a heart attack. Yeah. Horrible, horrible feeling. Like pain in your chest. I'm just
I used
so
to be actually physically
yeah,
sick.
No, it's awful. Really? Awful. Like, it's so real when
part
it's
part of diarrhea. It'd be brutal.
God, me too.
Oh, jeez. The diarrhea. I used to go up in the middle of the night. I used to go up in the middle of the night. The diarrhea. Just awful, and awful. Like, I'm like, my stomach's not wanting to diarrhea.
Well, I think that my any time I feel anxious through the stomach as well. Like,
I get pains in my chest and my
I'm actually doing this course. Really
that's scary, though. You must be thinking that you're having a heart attack. And how are you now? Would you kind of have it as bad now, or is
no? I'm much better.
You're hurting, don't you, though?
Much yeah no yeah, definitely
you do.
Yeah
I
but
think
like
you
it served its purpose at the time and it got me through a couple of bad years but I just didn't feel them.
You don't want to rely on it
no definitely not like I just was groggy all the time. I hated it
like, but anyway the real that was like the other night was that Michael Myers he was like dancing around sitting and was like when you decide to come off your medication yourself in the next day. Do you know what really you're sounding like
the withdrawals are really real.
I think
but I would like because I think like because like not I'm like up and down in a kind of a fairly normal way, I think. But like, do you know, like I go mood would be great and then down mix and up and down. But
well,
I kind of enjoy
normal,
that. Like, because I think like stuff like that would probably soften that a bit.
Yeah, definitely. But like everyone, that's naturally normal. Like, well, it was just for me. It was so like I couldn't sleep at all. I was just physically like. Agitated
it's so
all
hard
the time.
You just you make yourself so tired. You make your body actually
awful.
So
yeah, you do.
So
you know.
So
you're just
so
worn
tired.
Out by the end. Like
like I remember one actually saying to me when I was at the peak of it. She's like, "Kane, do you want to go in somewhere for a week to your night?" Actually looked at her and I was like, oh, "Crowd room away from me, will you live?" Please.
But you probably would have done your door to go
probably,
to go in somewhere.
Yeah, sure, probably would have to break. To be honest, yeah. But she looked.
Tried to go in somewhere for a drink and it was great.
Know,
it was
yeah,
4 weeks off.
4 weeks
from life. Yeah.
Yeah.
28 days. It's like Sandra Bullock going around. But that's what it was. Honestly, to take. Phone off, you never, you don't
movie.
Have your phone.
Oh, stop! So all the withdrawals from that alone. Imagine.
No, but see, this is like, you could get Facebook on the phone, but it wasn't like it wasn't an app. You go into the browser, like back in the day. Like it was, I don't know when it would have been 2011 or something. Do you know what I mean? Like
God, 2011, 12 years ago. That's so hard to believe.
Yeah.
Back when Facebook was happy birthday, happy birthday.
HB and a balloon. And now you're like, I still, the odd time, like rarely go on Facebook and there's a birthday. And 36 people still wish happy birthday. And like, who are these aunts and uncles?
Thanks,
and
Borg.
Like,
I haven't seen you in 14 years.
That podcast's been fun. I have to say, that was probably.
Yeah, really Carl, no, you're such podcast. A laugh now.
Such
you're
a laugh. Test.
But the minute you walked in, your energy was good. Your energy was good the minute you walked in, so it's really, really good.
Polly Pocket.
You're a good laugh.
Small.
Well, just beside me, because I'm now a big muckler, big unit.
He's like a crane, this lad.
I know, next time now, I'll have a stone off me now in about a month. And
oh,
next time you see me, it won't be, how are you, it's where are you?
I've sent your parts. Turn sideways and where's Alan?
No, ruler.
I'll
do a few sunbeds now and I'll be like.
I've sent your parts next month and do you know what? Do you know, it's the worst part is when you're going to the pool, do you know what I can't be? And then you're like, oh, let's get me into the water quick.
You're sucking in and you've got to put the elbow over the gullet.
Bonnie, put on the armbands, will ya?
You're holding Bonnie in front of your own belly. Like.
Oh, stop. Starving, ready to collapse.
Like Bonnie's 12 now, you need to stop carrying her.
She's poor. She's poor.
I know, but it'll be you in years to come. No, thanks so much for coming on. You've been a great
pleasure.
Guest. Thanks
for
sharing
me.
As well. We've all shared a bit there now. We're getting personal in a fun way.
For me anyway.
Fergal, poor Fergal being in a depression coming home.
Fergal, if you ever need to talk, I'm here.
Fergal's, I'm grand, thanks.
Fergal, listen. Lad, so, Carl, brilliant.
That'll be the title of the episode now. I'm grand, thanks.
I'm grand, thanks. There you go now. Right, come here, lads. Thanks a million for listening again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And next week is the last episode.
Oh yeah, sure. We might drag the arse over yet, you don't know.
I just might do another bonus one there.
Yeah, subscribe. Patreon.
Good luck. Thanks a million, everybody.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be out every Wednesday on all platforms.
Well, we won't be out. The podcast will be out every Wednesday.
But we'll be out on the podcast. I know, yeah.
And will we get number one this season?
Jeez, you're obsessed with number one. Anyway, make sure to listen and share and like and rate.
And get us number one.
Because it really gets us up higher on the podcast platform.
Thanks so much. Make sure to tell everybody and we really appreciate you.
Thanks a million.
Have I to do you again next week?
You're not doing me, you're recording the podcast.
Doing it next week.
Be careful with your words.
Oh, good luck, lads. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for tuning in. Actually, look, it's all about engagement, isn't it, and views.
This episode is sponsored by Loco Scooters. Check out their Black Friday deals, which are live now at locoscooters.ie.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.